Karolis. Is that a Lithuanian name? Do you know who it is, by any chance? No. The question is about Srila Prabhupada. I have a question regarding His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Did Srila Prabhupada ever call himself a saint or acharya in any situation? I am asking this because I don't think that I'm able to tell who is a saint and who is not. Srila Prabhupada sometimes translated the word sadhu, a saintly person. And actually we have that word santa, which in modern Hindi or whatever is called sant, Hindi, Gujarati or whatever. In Sikhism, that word is used, right? That's a big word in Sikhism. Was it Kabir Pant? Kabir Pant, yeah, they have sants. They call them sants. So maybe the word saint. But the Krishna, especially that's in Roman Catholicism, the idea of saint, they have Saint Peter, Saint Paul, Saint Matthew, Saint Luke, there are so many saints, there are hundreds of them. So the concept of sadhu in Vedic culture and the concept of sadhu in modern Hindu culture and the concept of saint in Christian culture, they're three different things actually. The real meaning of sadhu is a devotee, and we find that many times the word sadhu is used in Bhagavatam when clearly the meaning is devotee, just like sadhu nam, what is that? Sadhu nam hridayang tvaham. What's the first line? Adanyate na jananti na hanti. Sadhu nam hridayang mahyang sadhu. Yeah, anyway, I said the rest of that. So clearly the context here is devotee. There's no question about that. A broader meaning of sadhu is a saintly person, or more specifically, someone who's accepted the role of a tyagi, a sannyasi, or maybe a grihastha also who's a head of a mart or something like that. Or you could just say someone who's a very religious person as a householder. So these are all different meanings of sadhu. In modern India, sadhu can mean any kind, you know, some very nonsense people are called sadhus. Unfortunately, some people have appropriated that role. Saint in the Christian culture, someone who gets recognized by the Pope and they have to die, then they can become a saint. You can't become a saint while you're alive. Only after they die, and then someone nominates them to be a saint, and then there has to be some miracle, and then they become a saint. But what their level of consciousness is nothing to do with it. Many of the saints, or at least some of them, the Catholic saints, they became saints by going to different countries and torturing people and killing them and making them into Catholics, and that's how they became a saint, like Saint Francis Xavier over in Goa. So they're not very good saints. Srila Prabhupada didn't use this word saint so much. Acharya, yeah. Srila Prabhupada sometimes, he insisted on the title that he should be known as founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that's one example. Srila Prabhupada said, he said, yes, I am the Acharya. But you shouldn't, if you think you don't know how you're able to tell who's a saint and who is not, don't go by it just because someone calls himself that. You have to see the symptoms. And then you can understand. The symptoms of a devotee are given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 26 qualities of a devotee, they're given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, of which the most important and central quality is humility, Krishnaika Sharan. Yeah, someone said surrender. Krishnaika Sharan. He has only Krishna as his shelter. So other symptoms are given also by which that can be seen. This Kripalu or Krita Droha, all these. He's merciful, doesn't make enmity with anyone, and so on. So there are many symptoms of sadhus which are given in Shastra. And the Acharya, the description of Acharyas, that Achinoti Ashastrani, what is that? Acharis Tapyatyapi. Swayam Acharite Yasmad Acharyas Tena Kirtita. An Acharya is one who speaks according to Shastra, teaches others according to Shastra, and acts according to Shastra. So such a person is known as an Acharya, so that you can see.